My fellow Americans, on Saturday, at my direction, the United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed the emir of al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri.
President Biden last night formally announcing details of the U.S. drone attack that killed the leader of al-Qaeda. Ayman al-Zawahiri's death is the most significant blow to the terrorist organization since the killing of his partner and predecessor Osama bin Laden 11 years ago. What does it mean, and why was he in Afghanistan? David Petraeus, the former commander of U.S. Central Command and former director of the CIA in the Obama administration, is here. General, welcome back, and your reaction.
Well, it's a very significant attack. As you noted, he has been the leader, the emir of al-Qaeda, since Osama bin Laden was killed. He was long seen as the brains behind many of the most sensational attacks. That was his specialty. And they included, as the president noted last night, the East Africa embassy bombings, the bombing of the U.S. destroyer in Yemen, and also, of course, the 9/11 attacks. So this is, again, very, very significant, but it's also significant in that it shows that the Taliban have not lived up to the Doha Agreement and their public commitments to not allow international extremists to have safe harbor in the country that they now control. So it means that we have to continue this focus. We have demonstrated by this attack that we can indeed, as many of us predicted we could, conduct over-the-horizon operations. But it also reminds us how challenging that is if you're operating from bases well outside of Afghanistan with slow-moving drones that have to use a lot of their blade time going to and from the target over which they're generally focused.
Yeah, these over-the-horizon tactics are, you know, fighting terrorism from afar. And as you said, al-Zawahiri was found in a wealthy neighborhood in Afghanistan. The Taliban promised in the Doha Agreement not to allow terrorists like al-Qaeda a safe haven. What if they are?
Well, they clearly are. And then the other worrisome, because again, keep in mind, this individual was in a safe house, we believe, that was provided by the number two in the overarching Taliban regime, Shiraz Haqqani, who, by the way, has a $10 million reward for information leading to his arrest as well, and is responsible for a number of very serious attacks himself. So the fact that the Taliban regime is not just tolerating, but hosting the leader of al-Qaeda and the most important al-Qaeda leader other than Osama bin Laden is very, very significant. Moreover, there's a real worry that the Islamic State is actually the more active extremist element in Afghanistan, taking advantage of the situation in the wake of the toppling of the government and the Taliban taking control. They're carrying out a number of attacks in the country. They've established quite a capability. And of course, they are the most recent, really serious extremist international threat, at least up until, of course, their caliphate was eliminated in northern Iraq and northeastern Syria. So they have a new group there, the Khorasan group, it's called, of the Islamic State. And we have to keep a very close eye and pressure on them as well. And all of that takes a considerable amount of resources, given that we no longer have bases in Afghanistan.
That's right. Well, we only have about a minute and a half with you. You mentioned IS, the Islamic State. You mentioned, you know, of course, al-Qaeda threats, as we're hearing from you. But I've wondered what you think, because now the U.S. is also confronting a Russia that interferes with our elections and blatantly launches what sure feels like a genocidal war. White supremacists and average citizens at home, you know, ginned up on lies about an election, attacking the Capitol. Where do you think the biggest security threats lie?
Well, the pacing threat, as it has been described by our Secretary of Defense, clearly is the competition with China, termed by our National Security Advisor severe competition. Of course, that's heightened right now by Speaker Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. But I think the distinguishing feature of the current times actually is the number of challenges and the complexity of those challenges. Never before have we had to keep so many significant plates spinning, to use the metaphorical image of the guy in the circus who gets plates on a stick and then has to keep moving around to keep them spinning, noting that, of course, we have allies and partners uniquely to help us with this. But that number of plates and the significance of many of them, I don't think has ever been greater than it is right now.
David Petraeus, former commander of U.S. Central Command, former director of the CIA during the Obama administration. Thank you so much for weighing in today.
Great to be with you, Robin. Thank you.